Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Delicious Talk. This is your host, Gail Delicious Johnson. That's Denise LaSalle, your husband's cheating on us. Okay, how's everybody doing this Friday? It was chilly here today, but still a beautiful day. I had a doctor's appointment. Everything's good. I know my co-host will be here shortly. For you guys who are first-time listeners to my show, I'm going to introduce myself formally. I am an author. I've written four books. I have three published, and my fourth book will be published before the summer is here. I'm also in a couple of anthologies and also in a couple of inspirational books. My first book, What's Past Is Not Forgotten, is a book about two best friends that grew up in the projects and the trials and tribulations that they went through as teenagers, and how they evolved into adults and still the drama, the trials, the tribulations, and, you know, all those things followed them to their adulthood. Excuse me. I'm sorry. And that book came out in 2008, I think it was. And that was my first book. That was my baby. My second book, You Might Get Lucky, it's a book about a young man who was violated in his youth by his adoptive brother and how he has suppressed it and got on with his life. He became a very successful businessman, married his childhood sweetheart. He had a daughter doing very good for himself. And he suppressed the incident. But one Sunday, him and his wife were in church, and the sermon had opened old wounds, which caused Lucky to take a spiraling down in his life to seek revenge from his brother who had violated him in his youth. And along the way, a few other men were, got Lucky as well. My third book, Book of Delicious Erotic Short Stories. That book has 25 succulent, hot, delicious, tantalizing stories. It has stories with fetishes in them, taboo subject. It's for the mature 18 and up. It's definitely adult contents in that book. And that's my third book. My fourth book, What's Past Is Not Forgotten, The Reunion, is the sequel to my first book. And in this book, the lies, the betrayal, the sex, and the secrets, all that continues into this particular book, which, like I said, which is the sequel to my first book, What's Past Is Not Forgotten, The Reunion. Now, in this book, there is murder. Yes. Someone gets murdered. If you haven't picked up your first copy, I advise you to get that one and read that. And you can order any of my books from my website, which is www.deliciousbooks.webs.com. And I've also written, like I said, in a couple of anthologies, Arrows Volume 1 and Arrows Volume 2. That those are books that have a short erotic stories in it as well as poetry. And I have a few stories in those books. And I also have a couple of chapter in a book called How to Jump from the Ferris Wheel and Land on Your Feet, which is an inspirational book, 10 women with 10 stories of adversities, how they dealt with them and, you know, overcame them. So those are the books that I have out right now, and I am working on another book that probably won't be published until 2012 or 2013. But be on the lookout, and, you know, like I said, go to my website, which is www.deliciousbooks.webs.com. Okay, so we're going to get on with the topic. I'm going to bring in my co-host, Rhea. Rhea? She must have her mute.
I'm sorry, I'm here. I had it on mute. How are you?
I knew you did. I told him she must have her mute button on. How you doing this evening?
The funny thing is, I put the thing on mute and then I forget how to get it off of mute when I'm trying to do it real fast.
Yeah, I've done that so many times, you know, and I'm just talking and talking and talking and it's on mute. But how you doing this evening, darling?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Like I had mentioned earlier in the my introduction, I had an appointment with the doctors today, and everything is just beautiful. So,
isn't that wonderful?
I'm grateful. Yes, I'm grateful for that. You know, so you know, looking forward to, you know, more days and, you know, just living.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
I'm just learning how to do that.
What? To live?
I'm just learning how to live.
Oh, well, you know, if it takes that long, then, you know, at least you learned it.
Yeah.
You
I mean,
know, and that's
civil survival up until about a year and a half ago. And I had to get myself out of that mindset. And now I'm learning how to live.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, then that's a good thing. So I want to say hello to everybody who's listening, everybody in the chat room. Hello and welcome. And tonight's topic is, hello, honey. This is your husband coming home one day and telling you, hey, honey, I want to be a woman. Now, I watch a lot of the, I guess you would say, the talk shows or whatever. And Dr. Phil had a show on maybe a couple of weeks ago or whatever, and it was about a man who was married. I think him and his wife had been married for maybe a good amount of years, and he told her that he wanted to be a woman. Now, how this started out was they had went out one night, but he had always wanted to be a woman. But they had went out one night and she got home, and they were a little tipsy, so she asked him to put on her underwear. So he liked the way the underwear felt and this and that. But she basically, you know, did it as a joke. But then when he confessed to her that he, you know, he enjoyed it and he wanted to be a woman and this and that, she actually thought that it was a phase that he was going through. But he really wanted to be a woman. So my question is, how would you have handled that, Rhea, if your husband, you know, came home and just told you one day he wanted to be a woman?
Okay, can I put myself in that situation? After I got over the shock of it, and it would have been a shock for me because I've grown to know that that's something that we would have discussed, and he would have lied to me about, unless it came about later on. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because I'm that's something I'm very big on is communication and putting it out there. I don't know. I can say this. I would want him to be happy in his life in whatever way he chooses to live his life, but we can continue to live it together. Because there would be too many questions there for me.
Right. Well, he had he had confessed that he had really felt that way, you know, all his life, that he was in the wrong body, but he tried to, you know, to, you know, keep people happy by not letting them know that he had those feelings. So he, you know, dated women, and then he got married to cover it up that much more. Then once he got married, you know, he was feeling unhappy, you know, and he, you know, he told his wife, but his wife, she's like, I think she was in denial a little bit because she said, well, you know, Dr. Phil asked him, did he want to have a sex change? And he told him, well, he felt like his penis was worthless. And, you know, he would like to have the surgery. So his wife said, well, that'll never happen because we can't afford it. I think that was, you know, I don't think that was the right answer. Or, you know, I wouldn't have never said anything like that, you know. But like I said, I think she's more or less in denial, and it seems to me like she's willing to accept him as long as she knows that they can afford to, you know, pay for the surgery. But who's to say he might do something and get that money because he wants to be happy, you know. And he was crying and everything, you know, but he's saying he didn't want to. He wanted his wife to be happy, but for real, I think that he was crying because he was so hurt, and he wants to be happy, you know. So I don't know if my husband, you know, came and told me that you know, that he wanted to be a woman, you know, of course I'm going to be hurt. That's the first thing. I'm going to be hurt because, you know, I'm going to be thinking, well, you know, was this how you was all along? You know, if we have children, what about the children? You know, there are going to be so many things that's going to be going through my mind. And I know that I couldn't stay with him because, number one, it always would be going in my mind, is he, when he's not with me, is he with another man? Or, you know, what's going on? So, you know, I don't really think that I could handle that. But there are women who stay in those relationships.
Well, I know a woman who actually got in one with someone she knew. I don't know what their sex life was like. And then we never discussed that. But she married someone that she knew wanted to be with men. And I know at the time I met her, I think they had been together for like maybe near 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when I was in school. So that was actually 23 years ago. And I ran into her. Let me see, my mother died September 2007. I ran into her August of 2007, and they were still together.
Mm.
But she she knew that going in. So I don't know what that was all about.
She knew it going in.
Yeah.
And now, see, that's something else. I don't think that if I knew. Now, you know, it's something different when you don't know these things. Like when you get with somebody, then all of a sudden, like he comes home and say he wants to be with a woman. I mean, he wants to be a woman. Now, if I met a guy, and you know, we're all lovey dovey, getting ready to get married, then all of a sudden he springs on me, well, I really want to be a woman. We're not going to get married. You know, I don't care how strong my feelings are for him, but see, that's going to be the breaking point right there. When he tells me that he wants to be a woman, right then and there,
exactly.
Oh, no, that's going to be it. There's not going to be any, oh, I understand, I still love you, I still want you. No, I do not want you. I may still love you, but that will eventually dissipate. But as far as me going on with that marriage, no. Because, see, you already know that as soon as you get married and you find him out, he's coming home, you know, and different things changing up, and he's sleeping with men, you come home and catch him in the house with a man and whatever, you know, that's what you asked for because you knew that.
One of the things that bothers me about that more so than anything else is when they choose to have children. You're bringing children into this relationship that you know is sitting on shaky ground already, and then when the children find out, sometimes that crushes them. That can set them off, especially if you have a son.
Mm-hmm.
So, because it may make him, like when my mother died, I did visit my mortality. Because she was my mom, and that was that link right over me. Her mom is already gone. So I did look at mine, and I noticed my children gathering around me a lot more and doing things around me a lot more. And I know that was because of my mom's death. So if that happened, that young man may think, well, is this going to happen to me? And, if, you know, you bring children into that, and that is embarrassing. It's confusing. It's, I mean, you can come up with a lot of different words that it's unfathomable to me. I've never understood that part of it, and I've always had an issue with that part of it.
Mm-hmm. And then
there was a couple of years ago, and they went through the sex change,
mm-hmm.
and she stayed with her. She stayed with him, who is now her, and they went through the sex change, and I know they had a child, but I think that child ended up disowning them, but I don't remember because they kind of stopped talking about the child in the course of the interview and things like that. But he was a professor, and he wanted to be a woman, and they went through the sex change, and so now she's with a woman.
Well, it was another show on where the man changed into a, now this was a married couple. The man had a sex change, become a woman, and the woman had a sex change, become a man.
Oh, wow.
Now, that's crazy. That is really crazy. And then I can't, if I was a man, it's no way in the world that I would change my sex up. If I was to be gay or whatever, because it was they had a special on. I'm a television bug, but they had a special where this man had a sex. Well, he had a sex change, but he didn't have his. I don't think he had the sex change, but he had the breasts, and he, you know, was had all his facial hair removed, and you know, eyebrows arched and all this, just like a woman. He decided that he wanted to be a man again. So, you know, when men get those breasts, 9 times out of 10, they get them from hormone shots. So
exactly.
He still has the breasts, but now he's back to being a man. So, I mean, I think basically if I was to be a gay person, I'm just going to be myself. I'm not going to have no alterations on my body at all. And I've seen where they did the surgery to give women... women who have the sex change a penis, and oh God, it was just ooh. Then I saw a surgery where they turned a man's penis into a vagina.
Yeah.
You know, and then just think when you get to a point where you're tired of being in that body, then how are you gonna go back to being what you really was?
That's a whole entity that I've never really thought about in detail, because I just couldn't fathom certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, wow. But I would have too many questions, because the main thing was, and this came about when? You know, it was like, okay, did you notice when we were together before? I'm laughing, but it wouldn't be funny for me, because it's like, I was like, are you serious? You know,
yeah.
I just,
I definitely don't know. I would rather be with, you know, if I was to be gay, I really wouldn't want to be with another woman that had a sex change, because number one, I don't believe, how you know what, that's not even going to work. Number one, because how is the, because I saw this operation done, it looks kind of, whatever. But how can that get, you know, hard, you know, and, you know, you have to think about those kind of things. You know, how is the sex going to be, you know. So I would just rather keep everything the way it is. You know, because that's just how I feel about it. But, you know, to each his own. If that's what they want to do, then, you know, that's on them. But I just seen so many different programs. This one person has, because they asked you, do you have any type of, can you have an orgasm? I can't see a man having his penis turned into a vagina having an orgasm, because he doesn't have everything down there that a woman has. It's just
the
man-made.
Nerves have been cut.
Huh?
The nerves have been cut.
Right, and it's man-made. It's not there, and a man could never. The vagina is just not made for a man. So therefore, you cut off your sex life. That's it. You don't get the enjoyment out of it if you was, you know, still a man. You don't get the enjoyment out of it if you you have this penis, this surgical penis put on, you know. So I don't know, because I enjoy my sex life, and I definitely enjoy having orgasms. So I don't I really don't think I could go through all that. I really don't. And then this other guy, he had had the surgery, and he said that he wished he never had it because he has to wear pads all the time from dripping.
Yeah.
So, you know, I guess that's what worked for him. But, you know, some people, I guess, you know, they get along and they're happy with it. But I just couldn't, I couldn't do that. I really couldn't. And I feel sorry for the women who are with these men who you know, put them through that torture, because I don't know if they stand for love or, you know, just what it is, but, you know, you cut the love off when you changed. You know, that's how
well,
I feel about it.
Well, I'm acting up tonight because I know I can't hear anything. And it's going, like Elizabeth said, her phone is going in and out. But the voice never came up for me, but I knew I was going to be on the phone. I would have had it on mute anyway. But the sound never came up for me.
What never came up for you?
The sound from Blog Talk never came up for me.
Oh.
That's why when you asked me was I on, I was rebooting.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like my third time because the sound never came up. Then I just stopped once I popped up in the chat room because I had signed in at 54, and it took me into 10:04 for my name to pop up.
Wow.
That's why you ended up doing the other one, because I had signed in as the, and it's like, wait a minute. And
you signed in as the co-host?
Yes, and it didn't pop up at all. And then I'm like, okay, and then when I get on, you're on, but I can't see me, so I reboot it. And then I reboot it again, and when you sent me that message, that was my third time. I was just in the middle of rebooting for the third time. So when I could type in the room and I finally saw my name, I just saw it up. I just left it alone. But, like, Elizabeth couldn't hear, and she just rebooted.
Oh, well, that's Blog Talk, I think, because I don't know what's going on, but I can hear, but I know I have problems with my computer. My computer is crazy. I will admit that. But, yes, I do have a crazy computer. But, yeah, so.
Don't talk about it. It may stop working.
Oh, yeah, I shouldn't have said it. I'm sorry, baby. I love you, computer. Well, I'm telling you, this computer has sent me through pure, you know what. I am serious. This is a loaner computer that I'm using, so I'll be getting mine back hopefully next week because this one isn't good at all. I can't even Google on it or anything. Yeah.
Oh,
so
wow.
Not getting off the subject. If anybody has any questions or comments, the call-in number is 646-652-2877. If you have a question or comment, feel free to call in, raise your hand, hit the 1, and I'll pull you in. But what tonight's topic is, honey, I want to be a woman. Your husband confesses to you. Now, as you had mentioned, when children are involved, that makes it a little, makes it crazy, too. You know, to come home one day and your father is a woman, you know, but I don't know. I'm just the type of person that, you know, I can love somebody to death, but there are boundaries too. I can't, not to say that I wouldn't still love my husband once he did tell me that, but I just can't. I don't think that we could, you know, be together anymore in any type of a relationship, you know, because like I said, that love is crushed, and then there's always the question of what he's doing when he's out, when he's not home, and I can't go through that.
That I've lived in that volatile type, you know, it weighs on you.
It brings up your insecurities. It you know, that level of wonderment is something that I never ever in my life dwell there again.
Yeah, so I it's just kind of scary. So, I knew of a girlfriend of mine. I knew of this woman. She was in a relationship with this guy, and she came home one day and caught him in the bed with another man. Now, if you saw this guy that she was dating, it was nothing that could even indicate that he was into men. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So, you know, you have these men who really, really pull the wool over your eyes. So I asked her, you know, and then she said that he told her that he had been into men for a number of years, but he didn't say a long time, a lot of years, but he said he had been into men. Then he said he wanted to tell her the reason. He knew that she was going to catch him. He said that was the only way that he could get her to know what he was doing.
Because he couldn't just come out and say it.
He said he couldn't just come out and say it. I said, well, you know what? Actions speak louder than words.
Wow.
Yep. So
the problem with that is that you got the emotions there. Somebody can get hurt in a situation like that.
Yeah, yeah.
If you just like react and lash out, somebody can seriously get hurt in a situation like that.
Yep. So I asked her, I said, so what did you do? She said she told him to get out. She just told him to get out. But see, I don't know how I would have handled something like that, to come home and actually, now that's different than coming home and catching your husband with another woman. But coming home and seeing your man with another man, I can't even fathom that. I really can't. I can't fathom that at all. I can't, because I don't know. I can't even fathom that in my brain. That doesn't even register with me. It really doesn't. So I don't know, you know, how I would have handled it, you know, but how she handled it. She said she just told him to get out. She said she was heartbroken and she cried and, you know, suicidal and this and that, but I don't know. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Rain. And you said you protect me.
Okay, welcome back. That's Jennifer Hudson. Where you at? That's off her new CD. Okay, the nice topic is, hello, honey, I want to be a woman. This is what your husband comes home and confesses to you one day. Rhea.
Yes.
Do you ever watch RuPaul's Drag Race?
No, I haven't. I've never watched it, but I know people who love it.
Oh, girl, it is something. You hear me? Those are drag queens on there. If you didn't see them, you know, if you saw them on the street, you would definitely think that they were women. They, it comes on every Monday, and I'm just enthralled by it because I just can't believe that these guys have bodies like women. And they put on all that makeup, and some of them look really good. You know, some of them look really good.
We have some noted ones here. There's a club here called Baton, and that's what it's all about. You know, men that dress like women, female impersonators.
Right.
And there's a real noted one. I think his name is Chili. I know it begins with a C. It's a C-H. He was on Oprah once. Now, supposedly, outside of his stage, he lives life as a man.
Mm-hmm.
And cause they showed him without his stuff on. And like, I swear you could not see this photo of the same two people.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny because he had on his suit, and I'm looking, I'm like, okay. But they have the ones that impersonate the movie stars as well.
Mm-hmm.
And years ago, my mom took me there, and I'm sitting there with my mouth open the whole time because I had a hard time. There was only one out of the whole group of them that I would have even thought, and that's because I saw his Adam's apple.
Right.
The rest of them, I mean, their legs are so smooth and their faces are so, I'm like, wow.
Right. They even have shapes like women, the hips and the, you know, just the whole body appearance, you know, is that of a woman. There used to be years and years ago this group called the Jewel Box Review, and it was men, drag queens, but, you know, this was back like in the 60s, the early 60s, and they used to come to the Howard Theater. And the very first time I saw them, I didn't, you know, because I didn't know what a drag queen and, you know, gay and all that stuff was, you know, back during that particular time because I was so young. But these were drag queens. You just could not tell that they were men. Beautiful. Beautiful. Makeup, flawless hair, costume, stature, the way they walked, the way they talked, but they were men.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like you had mentioned, some of these drag queens basically do it for the business, and they are, you know, men, allegedly, you know, because we really don't know now, you know, because when, you know, but I guess that can be true because Martin, he dresses up like a woman. Tyler Perry dresses up like a woman. Who's the other guy? The one who's locked up. I can't think of his name. He played in Blade and
Wesley.
Yeah, Wesley Snipes. Yeah, you know.
You were Cliff Wilson and Geraldine.
yeah, that's true. So, you know, it can be a thing where they're just doing it for the business, you know, but, you know, that's just something that they know. But, you know, some of them look good. They really look good. And, you know, you got these men who are out here on them, too. You definitely do. So Someone was saying that they was tired of Tyler Perry being Madea, but
yes.
I think he's hilarious as Madea, you know. But I guess, you know, people saying they're getting fed up with it. But he developed those characters. I think he said he had some aunts or something.
He was raised by his grandma and some of his aunts.
Mm-hmm. So that's how he had
helped to come up with Madea.
Mm-hmm. And Martin Lawrence said, because Kathy Hughes asked, she said, well, what makes a man dress up like a woman? Martin Lawrence said, them checks.
Well, you know, Shanaynay and Wanda is supposed to have a movie coming out.
Right. I saw the previews of that in the movie of, I think, last year, a couple of years ago. Yeah,
uh-huh.
I did see that. Yeah, Jamie Foxx. Yeah, he dressed up like a woman. And, you know, so basically, what's his name? David Alan Greer and what's that other guy? Damian Wayans.
Oh, Damian Wayans.
Yeah, they are hilarious in Living Color. Yeah, but, you know, then got the men that just want to be women.
Well, Kathy Bono just had her final surgery.
Right.
Oh, Chad Bono. Let me correct myself.
Chaz. Yes, he's Chaz.
He just had his final surgery.
But, you know, looking at her when she was a little baby, you would never, ever think that she ever would turn out the way that she did.
I think that's one of the things that what you just said, I think, is the primary reason that some parents freak out.
Mm-hmm.
Because they know what they know. This has always been my son. You know, that's one of the reasons, some of them. Because you can't see them any other way. You raise them.
Right, because my daughter is gay, but she's not having no sex change and all that crazy stuff, you know. But, you know, just finding, well, I found that out when she was like in her 20s. And here's the strange thing about it. Everybody knew. My mother knew. Her brother knew. Everybody knew but me. And I asked her, I said, why didn't you tell me? Well, when I first found out, I did freak out about it. I did. I'm not going to lie about it, because she's always been my daughter, my little girl, my baby, this and that. So I had to get over that. And once I got over that, you know, things were, you know, were better for me, because I had a girlfriend. Her son was gay, and she never said anything about it, but he died, and he died from AIDS, and she never said anything about that. It was her cousin who had told me, but what had happened was Gail and, you know, they all grew up together, you know. So when I told my daughter that, you know, he had died, she said, you need to let people know that I'm gay, because I don't want, you know, nothing like that to happen, and, you know, this and that. So then that's when I basically said to myself, well, you know, I can't stop loving her and, you know, dislike her or anything like that, because that's the lifestyle she chose, and she is my daughter, and I do love her, you know. But my girlfriend, I think she was in denial about her son. You know, I guess she didn't. Because, you know, she didn't even invite me to the funeral. She didn't tell me. I said, what happened to him? You know, so she said that he died from, he had, what do you call it? He had dialysis. I said to myself, the last time I seen him, he didn't have no shunts or anything in his arms. You know, but, you know, I didn't press her or anything, like, because I guess she maybe felt the shame or, you know, whatever. But it was her cousin who had told me, you know, actually what had happened.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, parents, they need to, you know, don't, you know, I guess some parents can't face it or whatever, but see, I don't want, you know, my daughter to feel that, you know, because she says she was in the closet a long time. And, you know, then she just got to a point where she didn't want to be in there anymore. So, you know, like I said, I went through my little changes and this and that and my denial and all this and that. But after, you know, getting over that, everything's normal.
I know a lot of people ask, how would I react? And I say the same thing each time. The only way I could react, I'm still going to love my child irregardless.
Right, right. But
and
you're just
going
to have to go through that shock.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, I wouldn't disown them, and I wouldn't, you know. And then some of the reactions and some of the responses that I'm like, wow, really? You know, you may say that at that moment, but I just couldn't see myself disowning them. Not for that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Not for. I'm harder. I have a brother that's an addict. And I'm harder, I think, on drug users because of the danger that they bring to you.
Mm-hmm.
He wiped out my apartment. He wiped out my mom's apartment. And it's unfortunate because there's a family member who lives in this apartment building in this somewhat upper crust, I'll kind of say, area. And they were walking past, they have a small apartment. They were walking past to go in their kitchen, and they heard their uncle and my brother, they heard his name, him talking. And they said, it's not Joseph, so they looked out their peephole. And they could see him going in the apartment across the hall. Well, when this person moved on that building, they suspected that this person was selling drugs. And when they called me, they said, I can't even speak to him because I don't want the people to know I'm related to him. And I said, you're absolutely correct. You know, you can't. And it's unfortunate, but that's the reality of it because you'll be the one who get hurt when they're trying to get what they owe to him because he's always leaving somebody hanging.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, but, you know, it's just, and then you have these parents whose children killing themselves because they don't understand. And, you know, basically, I think as long as a person is accepted by their mother and father, you know, nothing else really matters to them. Because if your parents don't accept you and everybody else is not accepting you, then they have this hopelessness, this unwanting and, you know, not feeling loved and wanted, then that's when they kill themselves. Or they get involved in things that are detrimental to their health. And, you know, then sometimes they may even end up killing the parents. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, it was just a point of me getting over the shock. But, you know, I've always loved my daughter, always going to love her regardless, you know, because she's a part of me. And I love me, you know. So,
exactly.
You know, I definitely, you know, love my daughter. But, you know, and she's, you know, we talk about things. She tells me, you know, when she's going through drama and, you know, different things like that. And, you know, I give her the best advice I can, you know, and try to console her when she's going through, you know, rough times or whatever. But, you know, I think some of these parents need to, you know, embrace their children and let them know they're still loved regardless because, after all, they are a part of you. You know, how can you just throw away a part of you? You know,
some of these people were talking about I would beat it out of them, and I'm like, excuse me?
Yeah, yeah.
Really think that's possible?
And they have tried that because this boy was on one of those talk shows, and this minister had a church, right? He had this big paddle and, you know, was beating and beating and beating and beating the boy, you know, trying to beat him back from being gay, beating the gayness out of him. Now, how are you going to do that? You know, and then if somebody's going through a phase, let them go through that phase because, you know, if that's what they want to do for a period of time in their life, let them do that. You know, you can't beat it out of anybody or, you know, it's basically it's left up to that person anyway. You know, just like a drug addict. If you want to be a drug addict, that's what you're going to be. And if you want to get clean, you're going to get clean.
Mm-hmm.
So a person who wants to be gay, they're going to be gay. If they don't want to be gay, then they won't be. That's how I look at it. You know, so that's that. But, you know, getting back to your mate, if your husband comes home and I can't fathom that. I really can't. So, do you have any closing remarks or anything you'd like to say?
No. Thank you all for coming.
You said no.
I did wear my mask, but I expressed it all.
Well, I have a few closing remarks. Our next week's show is going to be, that's I.B. Freeman, right? It's next week.
Yeah.
He wrote the book, Mr. HIV, and that's going to be a very interesting show. So we're going to be talking with him about his book and getting a little bit of information from him as far as what he knows about HIV and you know, just talking about him in his book. The week after that is, oh my goodness, I don't even know, I'm sorry, but I'm booked up for this month. And you know, my happy hour is
How to Mend.
Huh?
It's How to, the 15th is How to Mend.
Oh, How to
All I wrote was How to Mend a Broken.
Right. Oh, okay. It's How to Mend a Broken Heart.
Okay.
Right. And on the 22nd, the show is Possessive Women. And I think there's another show after that.
The 29th is Slow Jams.
The 29th is Slow Jams?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, so that's what's going on. The 8th, which is next Friday, HIV with I.B. Freeman. On the 15th, How Do You Mend a Broken Heart? The 22nd, Possessive Women. On the 29th, Slow Jams. And, excuse me, I don't know what's wrong. My voice keeps coming and going, and it sounds a hot mess. I don't know what the world is going on. But, and also, go over to my website and check out my books. Order a few of them, a couple of them, all of them. I have my sequel that will be out before the summer. That's a sequel to What's Past and Not Forgotten. Very good story. Very, very good story. And I guess that's going to be about it. And if you're husband comes home and tell you he want to be a woman, do whatever it is you got to do. If you want to stick with him, stick with him. But, you know, make sure that's exactly what you want to do. Think about it long and hard, you know, because that's just something I just can't handle that. So with that being said, I want to thank everybody who came out tonight. Make my little shout-outs to the chat room. Dennis C. Latham, guest 1916-2. Miss Kane, what's up, baby girl? Tammy Jones and the One Essence and everybody who came in and out and those who are on the wall. Thanks for coming out. I appreciate you guys. And Rhea, Thank you, darling. I'm going to be my co-host. You know how that go, girl. But everybody have a beautiful evening. See you guys next week. Good night.
You enjoy the rest. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good night.